Real Estate Breakfast, where we equip you with relatable and realistic real estate advice.
Alrighty, time for us to get right into Real Estate Breakfast. And this is a part of the show that we get to educate ourselves as much as we can through, obviously, Loretta Campbell, with advice pertaining to all things real estate, alright? We do see the complaints on social media when, you know, something just goes wrong with a place that you were probably hoping to get or whatever it is, you know? So maybe with all this conversations that will be laid on the table by Loretta, you can learn a thing or two. And perhaps it's also probably a space that you want to get yourself into. She will definitely be the right person to help you with that. But with that said, let's see what the conversation is going to be about about today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Good day, fresh listeners. This is Loretta from Parrot Peak Properties for yet another real estate information segment.
Thank you so much, Macy.
Firstly, I'd like to thank Fresh FM for giving me this platform. Shout out to Shaquan and NSK.
This is what we do.
Come on.
On today's segment, I'd like to highlight the do's and don'ts of real estate. Firstly, don't ever pay deposit for a property that you didn't view or signed a contract for. The pro tip on this is to always, always read through documents, any contracts that you are handed. Should you have a lawyer, always present it to your lawyer and just have someone that you trust, your realtor or someone, read through the contract and then give you expert advice on whether you should sign the contract or if there are clauses that are not favorable for you. They can advise you on how best it could be amended, because a contract is to protect both parties at the end of the day. Secondly, do always work with a trusted and registered real estate agency. This is being said with social media. A lot of people do marketing of properties and will claim to be real estate agents and will be like, I'm from marketplace, what. But always try to work with a trusted and registered real estate agency to avoid being scammed through real estate schemes. Because there are a lot of ploys that scammers will play to get people or to lure, you know, desperate clients. And then now later you just hear that, no, real estate agents are like this, real estate agents do this and do that. But always try to always also protect yourself from your side. When listing your property for sale on the market or for rent on the market, do prepare the property for the market. For example, repaint, seal any leakages, clean the house as much as you can, and always keep it like neat and ready for viewings. Because now if a realtor is bringing a client for a showing and the property isn't really in its best condition, it's really hard for the people to see the potential of the said property. Also, do not, under any guises or under circumstances, allow strangers into your property after hours, as this could pose as like a threat to your safety. For instance, if a realtor comes with a client and then the client views, and after the viewing, the client decides that they are coming back with 2-3 other people without consulting with the realtor, try to reschedule and tell them that, no, can we rather do it when the realtor is possible, when the realtor is available, or can we rather do it during this time and this time? Don't always try to compromise your safety to allow people into your home without proper scheduling or arrangements that are in place. And also, lastly, when you are putting your property on the market, always try to do proper market research with regards to like the price of your property. Always consult a professional realtor. They will always give you a guide on, or they will always give you the guide on the market value or the prices in the particular location that your house is in, and maybe they could look at factors that might determine the value of your property. Lastly, closing off, I'd like to say, if you find a good realtor, give them. Do not go behind your realtor's back. This could backfire. For instance, like we've had instances where we would maybe present an owner with a client, and then the client goes back to the owner, and then
goes behind your back now.
Decide that they are going to go ahead and maybe sign the property without the owner. And then later this backfires, and now the owner comes back to the realtor saying, no, I need advice on this and this. To avoid such things, rather try to stick with your trusted real estate agent and have them do the work and make it easier for you. You may think that maybe real estate agents add additional costs to the whole transaction, but considering the work that we put in and how we try to make the process more swifter for our clients, I feel like it should be like a bonus. It's a bonus to have a good real estate agent on your corner, because they are well equipped with the market and they know the lawyers that they could work with, and should there be any hiccups in the transaction, they know where to go and how to get assisted, and they are well connected in the market.
Okay.
So yeah, that's that for today. Thank you for listening to me again today.
Thank you so much, Loretta. Thank you so much. A lot of things that we overlook, partner.
We
just needed that reminder, man.
Yeah.
Mm.
You know what? It needs to re-listen. And what we will do is we are going to podcast this.
Yeah.
It will be available on our website.
Yeah. Yes.
You're more than welcome to reach out to us in the next 10 minutes or so.
Yeah.
And then we'll have the link ready for you. Stick around on the other side. We talk entertainment and so much more.
Real Estate Breakfast, every Tuesday at 8:50 a.m.